from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is life before tech care. Cracked computers and leaky fridges.
I'm sorry, we just don't cover that.
This is the future of tech care. Thousands of devices are covered. Repairs and replacements are always close by. And 1 a.m. problems? Get 1 a.m. support. Finally, you're not just covered, you're taken care of. Get the future of tech care at Asurion.com/tech care.
All right, I got a question for everybody out there. Kind of a, conundrum. I don't know what you even want to call this. Last night, I got to witness the ladies' doubles pickleball championships at the place where I
work out.
Yeah, where a place where I work out and golf. And
okay, pickleball championship.
Yes.
Did you take a sign? Was Cindy playing for the championship?
No, she doesn't like being. She could play with them, but she plays with them. But she didn't enter the tournament.
Okay, so you're just there to view the tournament.
Yeah, it was, because I know a lot of the finals. I know a lot of the ladies and their husbands were there, and we ate dinner afterwards, so whatever.
Good for you.
So one of my friends, whose wife was playing, they went to three sets, I guess we would call it, three games. And, one team won the first, another team won the second. So in the third, my friend's wife's team was winning, and then all of a sudden they started gagging a little bit. They started, went to a little... losing streak, basically. He got up from his seat and turned around and he said, I can't watch. It's driving me crazy. So really? So anyway, the topic, and his wife ended up winning.
So they won the championship.
They won the championship. The club championship. Okay? Now.
You say that with a little disdain.
Well, it's not exactly you're talking. We're not talking about the state. You're not talking about state championships or anything like that that they have like in USTA. Like if your wife was still playing tennis,
and
she'd probably compete at the state level.
Yes, but it was a championship.
Yes, exactly.
Game.
Okay. Yes. So the question was, because he was like, "Oh, this is like the greatest thing in the world," and all that, and I'm being a little. Hyperbole. So, I said he's
make the club great again.
He's a big Michigan State fan. Okay, I said, are you more? What would you rather have? Your wife winning this, or Michigan State winning Saturday against Maryland? He goes, oh, it's not even close. My wife. I said, okay, let me give you a more realistic. More you had to think about this. You're a huge Michigan State fan. You don't like Michigan. Michigan State beating Michigan or your wife winning the club pickleball championship? And he said, my wife winning the club pickleball championship.
I'm with him.
And he said, what about you? I said, Michigan, let's say it's Michigan, Texas. I'll go to the Wolverines. And the funniest thing was, I asked my wife that question. And I said,
yes.
She goes, if I was playing, I'd rather Michigan beat Texas than me winning the club pickleball championship.
Yes.
So 248-539-9797 is the question. Would you rather have your significant other win something at lower level? Now, I'm not talking about states and things like that, but a championship.
A championship. For a championship.
Or your favorite team winning a huge game. Not a championship game. A huge game. To me, it's all about stakes.
Okay? Yeah, you're talking about a championship.
A
championship, and I don't care the level. They're competing at the level that they can play at. This is a championship. This is your spouse versus, now maybe, Is this individual an alumnus of Michigan State or just a fan?
No, he's an alumnus.
Okay, that you talk about stakes. Okay. That raises the stakes a little bit for him. He's got a horse in the race. Mm-hmm. But I just, you're talking about a regular season game, especially with expanded conferences. Now, I'm sure this is not everything that he's going into in his mind.
No,
expanded conferences, expanded college football playoffs.
Where's that going?
One loss in a regular season is not as you're not as much at risk.
Okay,
you want to do ultimately every single game is leading towards the possibility of a championship.
Let me ask you this question, because it was mixed, because we asked. I even brought up this: would you rather your wife win the pickleball championship or the Tigers make the playoffs? And the person said, my wife winning a pickleball championship, because if the Tigers made the playoffs this year, they wouldn't go very far. I said, you got to be freaking kidding.
Thought went into that.
You got to be freaking kidding.
You want them to make the playoffs versus Cindy winning a championship?
At that level? Hell yeah.
Hoisting up the trophy? Celebrating afterwards?
Because I know, first of all, my wife could care less. She'd rather have the Tigers win the playoffs. She said she'd rather have Michigan beat Texas than her.
So she could care less, right? That's why she's not in the tournament.
Right.
All right, but this is a tournament. This is a championship level match. I would always want that championship. It's the bird in the hand versus whatever might happen in college football. There's many more games. This is a championship match. It's your wife.
What about the Tigers make the playoffs?
How about if it was your kids? If the Tigers make the playoffs, I would definitely my wife win a championship.
Okay. All right. Kids is a different story. I go with the kids.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Here's some ticket text.
Sorry, Cindy. I'll root for you.
Oakland Hills, Stoney? No.
No landing pad there yet. So you got to go where
they got a landing pad there more than they probably would at someplace else. When I hear Stoney watching women's pickleball, why do I envision Bill Murray watching women play golf in Caddyshack? Mrs. Green, yes. Just let me get out. That's from John and Lake Orion. I'll take the Wings playoffs over my kids winning a championship, let alone my wife.
Wow.
That's a wow.
Yeah. Definitely, that's not even a thought. Kids winning the championship.
Stacy in Rochester, you're 97, won the ticket.
So the kids question was what my point was. You would be okay with your kids winning, but not your spouse? I don't get that. You don't have kids without the spouse.
Great point, Stacy.
That's a
great point. Yes,
but I don't get that.
Well, there's a lot of things about me people don't get. But I'm not alone in this.
Stacy, let me ask you this:
the joy I would get from my wife winning the pickleball championship
is less than Michigan beating Michigan State,
or Michigan beating Ohio State, or a huge win for me.
Wow, Stacy, let me ask you this: if your husband that you love dearly were to say that he would take anyone else winning a regular season game versus you winning a championship, how would you, like, what would that night be like if you found that out?
It'd be beyond the couch. It'd be like, you need to go to a hotel, I'm going to a hotel. That's such a betrayal. It's terrible.
You just
have to have my back 100% of the time. And you're going to pick a team of people you don't even know. You don't know those players.
Well, you're not a coach. You're not a coach. You're not doing anything.
I know. I'm a fan.
Oh, hung up on her real quick there.
No.
Wow. She was.
No, I wanted to ask you a question. Okay? Mm-hmm. So it's all hypothetical, obviously. Michigan's
playing. It's not, because you presented this question were telling you in the moment.
My question to you that I'm about to give you is hypothetical.
Okay. All right.
Okay?
Is this one I'm going to need to write down? It sounds like this one's going to get a little convoluted.
No, it's not going to be hard. It's not going to be very difficult. Michigan-Ohio State, the game, and Lisa's playing in, I don't know, some club tennis championship, whatever. You'll take a Buckeye win, but Lisa loses.
No, that's a lose-lose.
Okay, you'll take a Buckeye.
I don't want to live in that world.
Okay, you'll take a Buckeye.
Now I'm grumpy and she's grumpy.
You'll take a Buckeye win as long as she wins.
Yeah. I mean, you've met Lisa, right?
Yeah, I know.
You know how competitive she is.
I understand that.
And any competitor that loses a championship, now this is not any match or game. This is a championship.
Okay.
Well, I'm not going home with any Wolverines or Buckeyes or any, I'm going home with my wife. Happy wife, happy life.
Yeah.
Is very true.
You sure about that?
Well, my current wife, yes.
I meant going home with any Wolverines.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone! Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one!
Or track pick number one!
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
And don't give me the stakes aren't that high because they'll probably make the playoff anyway, or they might be in the Big Ten championship game. No,
yeah,
that's
all of those things may be true. But yes, I want my wife to win a championship.
Some ticket techs. I would much prefer my wife to win and get the enjoyment of the win. College football can't compare to real life. That's from Ron and Carlton.
Yeah, we're talking about fandom here. Now, I mean, I obviously have more stakes in Michigan playing Ohio State because I played in the game. I'm broadcasting the game. I'm around the kids all the time, but I would still choose the championship.
Jets fan here. I'd put the Jets making the playoffs over pretty much anything in my life, let alone a pickleball championship at the local YMCA. Had to turn away when they started the gag. That's a drop. Didn't Kang miss the birth of his first daughter so he could play in his church league basketball championship? I don't know.
Wow.
No.
That's from Adam and Brian.
Church league championship versus the birth of your daughter. I can't wait for Kang.
That's not true.
I don't know.
There's no way.
I don't know. Kang might be on his way in right now. If he's listening, please text me. Did you miss the birth of your child?
So there's an element of this that is true, that there was a conflict about church league championship basketball game versus birth of child.
Right.
I can't confirm that.
Oh, okay, but we don't know if the conflict actually happened.
Yes, if you had to pick one or the other, if he was able to accomplish both.
Yes. Now, pre-championship game and pre-birth of your child, you can puff out your chest. You can be, you know, super manly and say, I'm going to miss the birth of my child for a church league championship. But when it comes down to it, I got to believe he was at the birth of his child.
Tony from Houses.
Heather. He better have been there.
Yeah. Stacy called back. He's sleeping on the couch for a long time.
Tony from Hal. Priorities.
Couldn't have been because they had number two.
Yeah, they did.
My wife would have my ass if I chose anything over her, divorced and homeless.
Yes.
Nobody's asking you not to watch, though. It's just what you think is more important. Yeah.
But you also may only have half your debt.
Yeah, that's true. I need Jansen to be my life and gym motivator. When he gets pumped up, he has me wanting to run through a wall. Well, hopefully his alma mater's offensive line could use some of that motivation this week.
Yeah.
Hey, John, how about your wife winning the championship or Michigan beating Ohio State?
Yeah, we covered that one. Yeah, I'll take the championship. Yeah. I want the in-house championship. Now, I mean, I could argue the Ohio State-Michigan game is in-house as well. But
yeah, it is in-house.
I want my wife to win the championship.
Okay. Costa and Jansen, 97, won the ticket.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.